This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Paulos, P-A-U-L-O-S, first name, Meta, M-E-T-A, middle Jean, J-E-A-N, the date of birth, December 17, 1947, date of evaluation, September 18, 2025, the chief complaint, 78-year-old female with dementia, hypertension, and end-stage renal disease, referred for cardiovascular clearance. The HBI, the patient is a 78-year-old female who is anticipated to have a PC catheter placed last week, period. She was referred for stress testing, period. This was felt to be abnormal. The patient was subsequently referred for cardiovascular evaluation, period. She has had no chest pain or shortness of breath, period. She has had no recent low extremity swelling. However, in June, she did experience low extremity swelling and shortness of breath, period. The patient otherwise is doing well, period. The past medical history, one, hypertension, next number dementia, next number end-stage renal disease, next number diabetes, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, next number appendectomy, next number right knee surgery. The medications, rosuvastatin 20 milligram half tablet daily, Renomide daily, sertraline 50 milligram tablet, 1.5 tablet pill daily, vitamin B12 daily, aspirin 81 milligrams HS, metoprolol succinate 25 milligram one daily, unknown inhaler, PRN, the allergies, no known drug allergy, family history, mother with heart disease, social history, she reports prior cigarettes and alcohol in the past, she has distant history of marijuana but none recently, the vital signs, blood pressure 138/61, pulse 88, respiratory rate 18, the weight 127 pounds, height 66 inches. In general, she is in no acute distress, period. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm with PACs, non-specific SD/TVA changes noted. The echocardiogram reveals normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 60-65%. There is no segmental wall motion abnormality. There is grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Both left atria and right atria are normal in size. There is trace to mild aortic regurgitation. There is trace to mild mitral regurgitation, period. There is mild mitral annular calcification. Trace pulmonic regurgitation is present, period. The impression, this is a 78-year-old female referred by Dr. Klug for evaluation, period. She apparently had a positive dobutamine stress test. On September 10th, 2025. The patient is asymptomatic from a cardiovascular perspective, period. Current echocardiogram reveals normal LV function, period. This is not consistent with prior echocardiogram, which revealed grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, left ventricle ejection fraction of 45%, and moderately dilated left atria, period. The patient, from my perspective, is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. Additional problems include 1, end-stage renal disease, next number anemia, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number dementia, next number COPD, next number history of CVA, next number diabetes type 2, next number wheelchair dependence, next number history of non-ST elevation myocardial infarction. The plan, she will require coronary CT angio as part of her workup, period. Will defer on any recommendation for surgery at this time, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Poulos, P-O-U-L-O-S. Thank you.